Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Was out on a school night, Dan.
Same.
Really?
Out
both
on
you,
a school.
Huh?
Yep.
Same.
Where'd you go, Kennedy?
Boston Harbor Hotel for summer in the city. We had some listeners. We ate, we drank, we were merry. We had the best time ever.
I saw a picture in your story holding up like a martini.
It's no big deal. Everything's fine.
She's a 10 and so is her back pain.
You're not wrong. I just powered through it. That martini helped.
Takes the edge off.
I ended up staying there last night.
Oh, you stayed at the hotel?
Look at you. Lee, who works here, she had gotten a room, and she's like, do you want to stay? And I'm like, yes. Sorry if I'm derailing what you want to say.
No, not at all.
And I was like, sure, but yesterday was so crazy, and so I get ready, I get in the car, and I drive, and I'm halfway to the city, and I realize I forgot my bag, so I have no clothes.
Back.
No, I didn't have time. There's no time for that.
Are you in the same clothes you were?
No. So
because you got to go back in your car.
I don't, not anymore. It's clean. Oh. Anyway, so I get there and I'm like, I forgot my bag. I'll just go home. She goes, you can't go home. I'm like, yeah, I can. Like, my back hurts. Like, when my time is up at 8:30, I'm going to go home. I did not. And so they gave me a robe because they were like.
So what are you wearing right now?
No, I went home. I got up this morning, I went home, and I came back.
Okay.
Because it's really not that far. But they gave me a robe to wear, so it's in my car. I'm like, I'll get it and just don it and wear it around today.
I love that.
Because they were like, here, just wear this robe. You'll be fine. And I'm like,
that's amazing.
I don't hate it at all. Thank you, guys. We had the best time, though. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was an influencer last night, Kennedy.
You were not.
I was. So you and I both got this invitation. And these come all the time.
I get them all the time.
And they are it's part of our job. We get invited to events and openings all of the time. And they're usually on a weeknight. And they're usually,
I never go.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. I haven't been to one in years. And so we got invited to this one. It's the Essex and the Essex Rooftop Grand Opening Party, which is at the Cambria Hotel in Southie. It's right there on Broadway, kind of at the beginning of Broadway, by the T-stop there.
Yep.
And so this woman, her name is Kristen Jenkins. She owns 1928. That's in, you know, the restaurant. I think it's in Beacon Hill.
Okay.
It's a little like neighborhood corner.
Yes,
it's a fantastic restaurant. So I saw the invitation and I know 1928 because my wife does their embroidery for the staff, like shirts and whatever.
Yeah.
And so I forwarded it to Lana. I was like, oh, look, that place, they're opening up another place, a rooftop bar in Southie. And she's like, we're going. And I'm like, no, it's on a Thursday night in Southie.
What?
We're not going.
No.
She's like, we're going. You're going to respond to that to our friend Nicole.
Well, that was your fault for sending it. But anyway.
That was my mistake. So I respond. I was like, hey, we would like to come. Can I bring a plus one? So
a rooftop bar in Southie. Was everyone 23?
Were you the oldest person there? Were people like, bro, who's the old guy in the corner?
Yeah, maybe they thought I owned the place. I don't know. I'm of that age.
That guy looks like he remembers the 1970s.
Were you wearing like casual golf clothes?
No, I changed out of my golf clothes into other casual golf clothes. So I want to tell you quickly the influencers that I hung out with because I love some of their names on their influencer channels. So I hung out with a couple fatties is their Instagram handle. It is a husband and wife from Revere. They have almost 35,000 followers.
Get it.
And Jamie and Craig, and they are bloggers, they are foodies.
I love it.
Just like the nicest couple. So hung out with them a little bit. And then the Bottoms. Does that one sound familiar to you?
Oh, it's Mike Montiel.
Mike Montiel.
Who I love more than anyone.
And Brandon. I think you know Brandon.
They are on, like, with Andy Cohen on the regular.
Yeah, so they host this podcast. They have social media, and they do all this stuff with Bravo and all of that
stuff. They really have made quite a name.
Mike Montiel actually worked here for our sister station a long time, too. So hung out with them. I hung out with this guy named John Cerotti. He is a luxury travel advisor.
No.
Him and his fiance, they're just the most two beautiful men dressed spectacularly.
So does he do like travel agent stuff? Will he book trips for me?
He is a, yes.
Because you know I love to travel.
Yes.
What is it again?
John _ Cerati. I'll forward it to you.
Perfect.
Yes. Luxury travel advisor. And every photo on their social media, it looks like it just fell out of GQ magazine.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And then I hung, you know who else was there? Was Kwani from from The Hub, from NBC 10, Kwani Lunis, who's a TV anchor.
We are playing Cammy Kennedy against her on the
show. That's right.
This month.
And she wants me to give her the answers ahead of time.
How dare she?
And I was like, I cannot do that.
How dare you?
But we will see her on Wednesday when we go there. But it was a really good time. It was it's not something that Lana and I do very often.
Sometimes it's nice to get out of your...
And to meet some new people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, because I just go home and I sit at home and that's all I do. So right. Going out was right. Good for my spirit.
Right.
I
right.
Hope it was good for yours.
It was. It was good.
Did you get to stay home?
Yeah, I watched Ozark and Rick and Morty.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
We have Holly Brown from Looking and Feeling Fab joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fantastic. I love the name of the organization.
Because who doesn't want to look and feel fab, right?
Preach, girl.
So tell us how you got started with this organization.
Sure. So I myself have multiple sclerosis. I've had it for 25 years. And when I was actually in aesthetic school, I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis, which is a lung disease. And so the best form of treatment my doctors felt was chemotherapy. So I have an infusion every 6 months and it's worked wonders. You can't tell anything's wrong with me. But when I got a really bad rash on my back and I asked my doctor about it, kind of like looked around the room and looked at me and said, oh, wait, you're an esthetician. You should know what to do. And I thought, well, okay, I've been an esthetician for about a minute and I don't know what to do. But there was no help is basically the point. So right. The more that I researched, I saw how prevalent skin reactions were. And I flew to Arizona to be, they had just come out with an oncology training for estheticians. And still to this day, I have no idea why, but I was like convinced that I wanted to start a nonprofit. So I came home and researched it and submitted the paperwork and got approved. And it's been quite a learning experience.
Holly, why do you feel like it's so important for somebody who might be going through chemo or radiation for the first time and is maybe losing their hair or their self-esteem isn't as high as it was to be able to come to you and get these treatments?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't understand the skin reactions that go with treatment. So in other words, there was a study done and they say 85% of people who undergo radiation end up with a moderate to severe burn, which is crazy. And so it really affects the quality of life. We can help people to either prevent reactions from happening or we can heal them once they have happened.
Yeah, I think it's important to get the word out for this for sure. I remember when my wife was going through her treatment and, you know, you don't know a lot. You talk to a few people mm-hmm. here and there and somebody says, oh, well, there's this cream that I used. Maybe you try that. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like a sunburn. It's this, it's that. But to get somebody who has actually gone through the training and being an esthetician like you already are, you're really kind of taking it to the next level.
Yeah, because how crazy is it when somebody says, here, use this cream. I know it has cancer-causing ingredients in it, and you're battling cancer, but you should use it because it's not illegal in the United States, the ingredients. I mean, that just, like, blows my mind when that happens. So that's another big part of our mission is to make sure that, you know, people are using products that don't have cancer-causing ingredients in it.
You guys have an event coming up, right? Do you want to plug it?
We do, sure. We're having a comedy night in Whitman at the Legion. It's going to be great. We're working with an organization called Funny Number 4 Funds, and off of the comedians and whatnot. And so it's going to be a great night. So if you'd like to get tickets or sponsor us, you can go to funny4funds.com.
Lookfeelfab.org. And it says right on the website, to provide comfort and relief to those with cancer through integrative therapies, alleviating skin side effects, and improving quality of life. And again, a 501c3. So you're providing just such a great service and trying to pay it forward as well. This is awesome. Holly, you are what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. And you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you very much.
You can also text us here in the studio and we'll send you the direct link. It's 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. Holly, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning. We really appreciate it. It's good stuff.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. While the jurors in the Karen Reed trial are starting to speak out, juror number 4, a man named Jason, was on TMZ Live yesterday. They asked him what the feeling was like on the jury. Did they vote not guilty because of reasonable doubt or due to a belief that she was innocent? Jason told them he didn't think Karen even hit her then boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car. As prosecutors claimed, he pointed out that jurors were shown a video where Karen's taillight was working just fine after the alleged collision. With Jason saying these things, TMZ was asserting that perhaps that means someone else was responsible for his death. But Jason says he has no clue who could that be, and he doesn't know how it happened, obviously. He said there was some initial division among the jurors. Some felt she was innocent. Others said there was enough reasonable doubt. Some were unsure. A few thought she was guilty. But after deliberations, they voted to acquit her of second-degree murder. Mm-hmm. Jason said it was hard for prosecutors to prove there was even a collision involving Karen's car, and says all the holes in the investigation convinced the jury to vote to acquit. And as we talked to Emily D. Baker yesterday, where she said, you know, when she thought they had a verdict, and then they asked that question, and then she knew where their heads were.
Right.
He said they had a verdict. They recanted, came back with the verdict 15 minutes later. It was about the OUI charge,
right,
the question they asked. So,
I gotcha. So, yeah, I think the Canton Police is going to have to reevaluate everything that they do and how they handle cases like these. It was a mess. People getting fired. It's just, what a mess out there.
Mm. It must have been hard to hold on to that secret that you were on the jury during this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh,
that entire trial.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And to come out and say that you were one of the jurors.
I wouldn't.
Well, I bet TMZ cut our boy Jason a nice little check.
Well, I hope they did, but I just mean to say, yeah, I would never want to know. But like, I would never want to let people know that.
You don't want that smoke?
Don't need it, Dan. By now, I'm sure you've heard of the passing of Ann Burrell, Food Network star. She was found unconscious in her home. She passed away. And of course, because we're all nosy people, how did she die? What happened? Like, it's any of our business, but here we are, and that's what I do for a living. So, at first, they didn't know, and then this week there were stories saying that it was a cardiac event that her husband had found her in the bathroom, and that she'd been there for a while. And now they are saying that there were many pills around her body. I don't know if that means she was trying to take them or if she took pills nightly for whatever and just spilled it when she fell down. I have no idea. But either way, that's what's the latest there. And the investigation is ongoing.
Yeah, they didn't say that it was a cardiac event, but they were able to see, I guess, the police records that, you know, the emergency ambulance had been called to an address that was her address for somebody that had a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And that's how they put all of the pieces together.
And it's been a minute since we've heard from Jordan Hudson.
Has it? Two weeks?
I feel like I haven't said anything in a minute, but here
we are.
It's
been nice.
Well, she made a post on the Instagram.
No, hold on. Let me open it up. What's her Instagram
No,
again?
It'll take way too long for you to read it. Pay attention. I'll tell
you.
She did a lengthy tribute to one of her pageant friends, Melissa Sapini, who recently completed her run as Miss Massachusetts. And it was a very lovely sentiment to a friend. However, she took a little swipe there targeted at Linda Holiday. And I adore Linda. And I just, I'm like, leave well enough alone is all I think. But anyway, she said that in this message to Melissa, you know, keep shining, metamorphosizing, and taking up space. And then she said, she will thrive even when others threaten you and insist that you don't belong. She could have left it there, but then she said, example, the Nantucket socialite.
I'm reading it right now.
I'm reading it.
In quotes, she put it too. Nantucket socialites. Oh my God,
Kennedy. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Jordan went to a party during the Christmas season.
So you went to Christmas strolls.
And, you know, that's pretty much Linda's domain down there. And people were not nice to her.
Well, she crashed the party where Linda's daughters were DJing.
Like I said.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying for people that didn't know what to, you know, the context.
So in any event, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway.
She went that's right what I got. After her.
That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Oh, Jesus. Scared the daylights out of me. Kevy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Becky from Quincy.
Hi, Becky.
Good morning. How are you, Kennedy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very excited this morning.
Yay!
Last day of school as a teacher.
Yay!
Yes.
Mm. Woohoo!
What age do you teach? What grade?
So I teach high school math.
Oh, my gosh.
God bless you.
You're a saint.
As soon as they started putting letters in math, I was out. I was like, this ain't for me.
You don't want to solve for X?
Nope.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And she's now over in that soundproof studio. Question number one, Billboard put together a list of each year's songs of the summer, and it includes last year's I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, 2023's Last Night, also from Morgan Wallen, and 2022's As It Was. Who sings As It Was?
Oh, Harry Styles.
7 years ago today in 2018, the first season of Yellowstone premiered. What is the name of the family of ranchers whose life the show? Yep, there you go. It's like having Kennedy here. I don't have time for you to finish your... No, you're fine. Brandon Flowers, 44 today. He is the lead singer of The Killers. Finished this lyric from their biggest song, Mr. Brightside.
Jealousy, tiny saints into the scene, driving through sick lullabies.
Choking on your alibis.
Give her a bonus point.
She's a cool math teacher.
Yeah, give her a little...
I was in high school during that time, so that was very much my emo phase. So.
Question number four. The creators of Cobra Kai tried to get Hilary Swank for the final season, but she wasn't interested, but she was very respectful about it. Hilary Swank has 2 Best Actress Oscars. Can you name one of the movies she got it for?
Million Dollar Baby.
Question number 5, Megan Maroney was asked who she'd want to collaborate with in the future, and she named Olivia Rodrigo. Can you name the Disney Plus show Olivia Rodrigo was on for 3 seasons before her music career exploded, forcing her to quit the cast?
High School Musical, the musical, TV show.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy. Becky, on the last day of school, do you want to shout out your school?
I actually teach at North Quincy High School.
Oh, North Quincy. One of the most famous graduates, of course.
Without question.
Annie Dow.
Yep.
Yes.
Is her picture up in the hallways?
It should be.
It should be, but unfortunately it's not.
Yeah, there's Washington, Jefferson, Quincy. Yeah, you know, John Quincy Adams, and then Annie Dow.
Yeah, they all went to that high school.
All right, Kennedy. I have 4.5 out of 5.
4.5?
Yeah, gave her a half.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Billboard put together a list of each year's Song of the Summer. It includes last year's I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, 2023's Last Night, also from Morgan Wallen, and 2022's As It Was by which artist?
Harry Styles.
That's correct. Title one. 7 years ago today in 2018, the first season of Yellowstone premiered. What is the name of the family of ranchers whose life the show follows?
Dutton.
2-2. Brandon Flowers turns 44 today. He's lead singer of The Killers. Finished this lyric from their biggest song, Mr. Brightside. Take a listen.
Jealousy.
Choking on your alibis.
That is right. And you get a half a point there because you sang it also.
Woo-hoo!
3.5 to 3.5. Question number four. The creators of Cobra Kai tried to get Hilary Swank for the final season, but she wasn't interested. She was very respectful about it, though. Swank has 2 Best Actress Oscars. Can you name one of the movies she has them from?
Million Dollar Baby.
And Boys Don't Cry is the other one. 4.5 to 4.5. Question number five. Megan Maroney was asked who she would like to collaborate with in the future, and she named Olivia Rodrigo. Can you name the Disney Plus show Olivia Rodrigo was on for 3 seasons before her
Her Memphis career. Came out there.
It did. Her music career exploded, forcing her to quit the cast.
High School Musical, the musical series.
Stuck the landing, Kennedy.
10 out of 10. What is it?
High School Musical, the musical, the series is the actual name.
So what did I say?
High School Musical, the musical series.
Oh, dang it.
How did that name make it through a boardroom? That's awful.
We end up in a 4.5 to 4.5 tie. Becky, you don't get the money, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Hozier, June 23rd at Fenway Park, brought to you by our good friends at Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And you don't have to be to school in the morning, too.
Woo-hoo!
I don't. I'm very excited.
Yes, you'll have a great time at the show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Becky from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
1041. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? 617-655-1234. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, today, actually, I will be in Norwood. Let me get my notes here. I will be at Yankee Spirits in Norwood from 4 to 6 today. It's a Beach House qualifying event, so you can
that
come by
place
King
is
Crawford
awesome.
Wines. We're going to have a wine tasting.
I did that last year. Mm-hmm. It is you're going to have so many people come by to say hello.
Oh, I love it.
And tell everybody again where it is.
So it's at the Yankee Spirits in Norwood today, 4 to 6, and Kim Crawford wine tasting. You can win tickets to Luke Bryan at the Xfinity Center and qualify for to attend the Mixed Beach House. And then tomorrow I have 2 graduation parties to go to.
Oh.
Yes, our good friend Chef Nick, his daughters are graduating, and then my dear friend Cheryl, her daughter, Cadence, who I've known since she was wee, is graduating from high school.
That is the best.
She's her little mini. We call her Mini Me because she brought a book to one of my birthday parties to sit and read. And I took them up to the colonnade pool. We had got a little cabana. And she sat there covered in sunscreen reading a book. And I'm like, we are the same person. And now she's going to Syracuse. So let's go.
Let's go. Can we go back to your wine tasting today
you
briefly?
May. You may.
If you never can't guess, I've never been to a wine tasting. What is like the proper etiquette? Are you going to swirl it in your mouth and say stuff like, I'm getting notes of oak?
I might. Or I might just drink it. I don't know. But yes, you can. You can do whatever you like.
Can you taste cheap wine from expensive wine if it's not labeled and told to you?
Kennedy.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I think I probably could.
But they're all good. So, you know, I'm excited.
All right. Let's see. We have Courtney with a huge, huge weekend. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Big weekend for you this weekend, huh?
Big weekend.
Tell everybody what you're doing.
So we are having a small ceremony. Me and my soon-to-be wife. We're getting married in Salem at Forest River Park.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am just showing up. I am the groom in this situation. She has done 99.5% of the planning, and I have just given my opinion for my 0.5%, but I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
You just showed up and tasted some cake?
I didn't even taste the cake. I just said, whatever makes you happy, dear.
Oh, that is great.
You're going to have a good marriage with that attitude.
Yeah, what is your fiance's name?
Jen. She actually called probably a month or two back when she had gotten her wedding dress.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. And yeah. Are you going to be able to take a honeymoon?
Probably not. We already have two kids, so we really have done it backwards. We might take, sure. We are taking a day after and taking the day off of work because we're getting married on a Sunday and the grandparents are taking the kids, so we're going to lay in a hotel until 10 a.m. and not get out of bed. So really a honeymoon. That's all I need.
That's
the point of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Courtney, is it an outdoor wedding? Because if so, I hope you're wearing breathable fabric.
It is an outdoor wedding, but Jed actually went there yesterday and said there was a lovely breeze. And then it's indoor. It's like half and half. Okay. And it's a brand new venue. But we have fans and tents if we need to. It's like 30 minutes outside, then inside.
When Lan and I got married, we did it in October. In the fall, we're like, oh, the weather will be nice. And we caught a day where it was 100 degrees. Oh. And we were on the rooftop of a hotel in downtown Memphis. And it was the hottest thing you've ever experienced in your life. Makeup dripping like wax.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. Yeah.
We went to a wedding in August last year, and everyone was just like, my wife was a bridesmaid and just sweat where her arms were, just everything.
It was wild.
Disgusting.
Well,
yeah.
Well, congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your special day.
Thank you.
We're going to be down in Kingston, Rhode Island, Kennedy, over the weekend. We got a lacrosse tournament at URI.
How interesting. University. And new for you.
I know. I love the name of this one, though. Brawlin' at the Beach.
Okay.
You got to say it like that.
It sounds like it should be a wrestling pay-per-view and not a children's lacrosse tournament.
That's exactly it. Brawlin' at the Beach with Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage. Sunday.
What are you going to do when Charlestown Youth Lacrosse runs wild on you, brother?
Oh, my God. I can't.
It should be fun, though. We're going to get all the boys together on Saturday after they're done because it looks like their games are early. Uh-huh. And we're going to go down to Narragansett to some seafood restaurant on the water.
Perfect. And then lobster rolls for everybody.
Yeah, I think so. And then we're staying over in Middletown, the other side of Newport, which is where like my dad's side of the family, that's where uh-huh. they grew up. Uh-huh. So we might try and get over there and hang out a little bit over
nice.
There. Yeah, it should be fun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
All right, you can call or text in the studio what you're doing this weekend. 617-655-1234. Text from the 781 in all caps. I'm going to the Jersey Shore. Guess who?
Cabs are here.
Cabs
it's
here.
It's t-shirt time.
One punch, bro.
Sorry for partying.
Yeah, that is my girlfriend. She is going to the Jersey Shore this weekend for a Jersey Shore themed bachelorette party.
And it's just because the bride loves the TV show Jersey Shore that she's doing this, right?
That's it.
Are they going to go to the house? Because, you know, you can take a tour of the house.
I don't know that. I know they're going on like a booze cruise and they're all dressing up as the characters.
Yeah, like when they're on the boardwalk, there's a place there and they do the tour and you can go to the house and be on the duck.
Who do you think my girlfriend is dressing up as?
I know the answer, so I won't say anything.
Snooki?
Nope.
Pauly D.
The Situation.
Get it.
She got a shirt that has the abs on it.
Get it. Amazing.
It is so good. We have our good friend Corey from Medford. What do you have going on this weekend, Corey?
Well, as we all know, it is Pride Month. So this weekend, I'll be going down to Rhode Island for Rhode Island Pride, which will kick off tomorrow at 11:30-ish. And then the parade is at 7:45 p.m.
Oh, it's just in Providence?
That's a long day.
Well, we're staying in Providence.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that is a long day.
But, that parade's an electric parade that happens at night.
Yeah, intern Mac was telling us that the Pride Parade in Rhode Island is, like, known for being very good.
Oh, yeah, it's an awesome parade.
Mm. Well, have a good time, my friend.
Thank you. Maybe I'll stop by and sip some wine with someone tonight.
Oh, let's go.
Are we going in any special attire for Pride?
Oh, I always go everywhere in special attire.
No, those are facts. My apologies. Stupid question. All right. Have a great weekend, Corey.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning, everybody.
B-Side's doing a podcast.
Ooh.
What's the podcast you're doing and why?
It's called Alicia Unleashed, and this is our 10th annual Fiesta Cast. So we've been doing this almost 11 years, but this is our 10th Fiesta-themed podcast, and we're doing it with one of three crazy hat ladies of Fiesta.
Okay, can you give some context here, please. I'm confused.
So St. Peter's Fiesta is next weekend, and the crazy hat ladies are kind of like the Kentucky Derby ladies that have hats, and they have like altars of St. Peter, the greasy pole. It's greasy pole weekend, guys.
Oh, there it is.
Well, you buried the lead.
I love watching drunk people eat crap on that. That's so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, that sounds like a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy your podcast. It's definitely not as hard as we make it look every day.
Thank you.
All right. Stay hydrated. It's going to be hot.
Yes.
Michelle's from Drake. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You got a graduation to go to?
I do. So about a month ago, I called in because I graduated with my master's, and now it's my daughter's turn. She graduated from elementary school on Tuesday, so we're celebrating her all weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
What grade is she graduating from?
They end in fifth. So she'll start middle school in the fall as a sixth grader. So it was a big year for the girls.
Aww.
When did we start having graduations for middle school kids? When did that happen?
I had a graduation.
You did?
I don't remember
ever having that when I was a kid. Do you have that, Dan? Middle school?
School was K through 8, so I graduated in 8th grade.
Right. You didn't, I mean, they do like cap and gowns and everything. I see sometimes.
We didn't do all that, but I mean, it was, you know, there was an award ceremony and everybody got a thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. What's your kid's name?
Her name is Maddie.
Maddie. Congratulations, Maddie.
Thank you. She'll be so excited.
Is she going to throw a big rager?
We're having a big pool party, so she'll be excited.
Oh, that's good. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a good weekend. Text from the 508 Carson. Good luck to Barrett this weekend. If you have a chance, swing by Allie's Donuts in Kingston, Rhode Island. Best donuts ever. I love a good local donut spot. Mm-hmm. I love a good local donut spot. Kennedy, will you say again where you're going to be? Is it tomorrow, right?
No, today. Yankee Spirits in Norwood. I'll be there from 4 to 6. And you can do a Kim Crawford wine tasting. You can win tickets to see Luke Bryan and qualify to attend the Mixed Beach House. We're going to have a good time.
What a time.
Producer Dan, since Kaylee's going to be out of town, you're just going to sit at the house and relax and do nothing?
I'm rolling solo this weekend. So I'm going up to the Great White North of New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I'm leaving to go up right after the show, as soon as I finish up my post-show duties.
Yes.
And me and my dad are going to hit up Laconia because it's bike week.
Let's go.
Me and the old man
are going to go up there and cause some trouble. He's 76, but he's feisty.
Some Sons of Anarchy action happening up there for you and your dad?
Or go across the street to Fun Spot Arcade. It's funner.
I like Fun Spot. And then tomorrow, I believe, my brother and my sister are both coming up, so all the siblings will be in attendance.
Okay.
And we're taking the boat out for the first time this year because it's not going to be raining on a Saturday.
Woo, woo.
Let's go, Dan.
Captain Dan returns to the high seas of Lake Winnipesaukee.
Are you allowed to be on a boat on the water of Winnipesaukee? Haven't you sunk a couple of boats there?
Oh, my. That's why people don't tell you nothing, man.
I mean, am I wrong? Am I misremembering this story?
Like 3 years ago, we clipped a rock on a propeller one time. The boat did not sink.
Isn't there
it
like
was fine.
An entire like shipyard of sunken vessels in Lake Winnipesaukee from you, Dan?
It's so good you're not prone to exaggeration. That would be obnoxious.
They've named an entire cove after the Breslin family.
Anyways, Carson sucks, and we're going to be on a boat all weekend.
Well, you have a great time. Sunscreen, as my friend Kennedy says, because it is going to be 1,000 degrees.
I got to get my one burn in, then I bronze.
That's not how that works.
That's how it works, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
A whole bunch of jealousy. You're gonna find out that you were so lame. You can wind up in therapy. You can't beat Kennedy.
Gotta switch it up on him every once in a while, Kennedy.
Sure.
Kebby Kennedy presented by your good friends at Subaru. It's going to be a, or excuse me, yeah, it's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Say hey to Danielle from Merrimack.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Same to you.
So you know how this works. Five trivia questions, all pop culture things. Answer more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie it, that's a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Question number one. Miley Cyrus says Billy Ray used to smoke pot on the set of her Disney show. Which show brought her to fame?
Hannah Montana.
Question number two. Kiefer Thompson from the country duo Thompson Square did not like that Beyonce won the Grammy for Best Country Album. Beyonce rose to fame as a member of one of the best-selling girl groups of all time. Name that group.
Not going to be right, but Destiny's Child.
Question number two. Or question number three, excuse me. The real-life Erin Brockovich, 65 this Sunday. She was a legal clerk who led a legendary lawsuit against an electric company that was dumping chemicals into ponds near their facility. Which actress won an Oscar for portraying her in the movie named after her?
Oh, my God, I can picture her. What is her name? She's with Richard Gere in that movie. Oh, my God.
All right, need an answer?
I can't think of her name, but I know exactly who she is.
Question number four. 22 years ago today, in 2003, the first Hulk movie was released. What is the name of Hulk's alter ego when he is not the Hulk?
Gary.
I have no idea.
And question number five. The Indiana Pacers beat the Oklahoma City Thunder last night to tie the NBA Finals at 3 games apiece. Can you name the two NBA legends who have starred in the Space Jam movies?
Shaquille O'Neal. And I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I understand you are headed into work.
Yes, I'm late for work. I'm in the parking lot.
So you're sitting outside and everybody's inside going...
Yep.
Anybody know where Danielle is? She was supposed to be in here.
They're going to be like, she's in the car winning concert tickets.
I respect your priorities.
Exactly.
Kennedy, you want to text her a note that gives her an excuse?
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about, but sure.
Danielle got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one. Miley Cyrus says Billy Ray used to smoke pot on the set of her Disney show. Which show brought her to fame?
Hannah Montana.
Tied at 1. Kiefer Thompson from the country duo Thompson Square did not like that Beyonce won the Grammy for Best Country Album. Beyonce, of course, rose to fame as a member of one of the best-selling girl groups of all time. Can you name them?
Destiny's Child.
2-2. The real-life Erin Brockovich, 65 this weekend. She was a legal clerk who led a legendary lawsuit against an electric company that was dumping chemicals into ponds near their facility. Which actress won an Oscar for portraying her in the movie named after her?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, Danielle.
I knew it was her. I just couldn't come up with the name.
22 years ago today, in 2003, the first Hulk movie was released. What is the name of Hulk's alter ego when he's not green and angry?
Bruce Banner.
4-2. Question number 5. Pacers beat the Thunders last night to tie the NBA Finals at 3 games apiece. Can you name the two NBA legends who have starred in the Space Jam movies?
Michael Jordan. LeBron James.
LeBron James. That is it.
And similar to their basketball careers, LeBron's just wasn't quite as good.
Nailed it, Dan. Stuck the landing. That was a great, great one. So 5-2, Kennedy gets the win, Danielle. You don't get the cash. However, you've just won yourself a pair of awesome concert tickets. Chris Stapleton, George Strait, June 21st, Gillette Stadium. Buy tickets at gillettestadium.com. But you're going for free.
Woo-hoo!
I know, that's going to be awesome. I'm jelly. Jelly! What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Danielle. I'm from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. We are streaming on the Odyssey app where you can catch anything you may have missed from our show in the podcast. Let's get to Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
It's construction.
Oh, that's not it. Let's try this.
And now it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject. And we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is. Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
So normally what happens is you drop me an email, Carson@mix1041.com. That's Carson@mix1041.com with an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. But Kennedy has hijacked the Impossible Parody this morning.
Yes.
Explain to everybody what's going on here.
So this week, Old Blue Eyes, who I had reconnected with after 25 years, we dated once, we dated then, and then we tried to date again, and he called things off, and so whatever.
After five.
We gave it the old college try.
Was it 5 weeks?
Something like that.
6 weeks?
Well, there's really nothing like failing twice.
And how are we feeling?
Person. I'm fine, honestly. Okay. I wish him well. But it just got me thinking, you know,
okay.
When you fail twice, the same person. But like, how many times I've done this? So I figured maybe there's a baseline here, and that problem is me. So I wanted to take responsibility today and roast myself. So
I am here for this.
To the tune of NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me. Here's It's Gotta Be Me. This is my love life. It ain't no lie, you know. You've seen them all come and go. I'll put my cards on the table. There is only one congruity. And friends, that is me. Every little thing I do makes all my partners come unglued. But I don't regret one moment. Even when I paid their rent, when I think who is to blame, I am here to proclaim, here's what, it's gotta be me. I've had lots of boyfriends, I loved everyone, you know, I tried to be kind and true, but I'm not too blind to see. So now I'm taking the responsibility and I can't deny. And here is why. Every little thing I do makes all my partners come unglued. But I don't regret one moment. Even when I pay their rent and when I think who is to blame, the result's still the same. Here's what, it's gotta be me. You're welcome. This goes out to every one of you out there.
That was like the opposite of what Taylor Swift does with a breakup song. That was really well done.
Thank you.
I don't agree with your premise, but it was really
it's
well
all right.
done.
Yes. Listen, you can't have this many relationships go bad and not think that there's a problem over here. It's okay. You can say it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So usually we come up with the idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, but Kennedy hijacked it this week. What was the name of your parody again?
It's Gotta Be Me.
And if you missed the news, Old Blue Eyes and Kennedy, after five long weeks.
We really gave it the old college try.
A whirlwind romance.
It was.
A lot of flights.
Mm-hmm.
Did he at least call you or was it a text?
No, we talked.
You talked on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So was it similar to what happened 25 years ago when you dated, or was it completely different?
To be frank, I don't even remember, like, what, but in any event of that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, we talked. It wasn't a fit, and that's fine.
May I ask what the reasoning he gave was?
No.
Okay.
I wish him well, though. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You know me, I try and leave with kindness, and that's all I want to do.
Lisa from Quincy has some thoughts. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Kennedy, I cannot keep up with your breakups.
Neither can I.
I cannot keep up with your breakup.
I feel bad for you, I really do.
No, don't.
I know what that's like, yeah. Not being able to find the guy that's for you. Maybe you should be looking for the girl that's for you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm open.
I can't. I have the best relationship ever, and it's not normal. So
sure, it is.
I can't.
Can't give any advice
for me. You have to find the relationship that's working.
You know,
for
that,
you.
That's exactly right. You got to find the right person for you.
Thank
for
you,
sure.
Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
There's no good men left, Kennedy. I was the last one.
Well, I got two standing right here.
I just think you need to be looking like 80 years old. Has like a place in Florida and a place in Maine. You know, like 80.
80?
80,
that
yes.
That feels a little.
You want her to Jordan Hudson this thing?
Sue from Waltham, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Just that we love her and how great she is, and she's not the problem. She has so many great qualities that any of us would love to be in a relationship with.
Oh,
and
she might be a problem. It's okay, though.
No. Everybody's got their things. Everybody's got their things.
We do, indeed.
It's just finding the person whose things you can tolerate.
That's it.
Thank you.
Tolerate my things.
Thank you. Barbara from Jefferson.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Yeah. Kennedy?
Hey.
Hi. I just want to make sure you hear this.
I'm hearing.
In that it's okay to take responsibility, but don't you take blame. Because
I'm not.
You're not to blame.
I appreciate that very much. That's very good advice. Thank you.
You're a very intelligent, talented, smart, and courageous woman. And if a man can't see that, then you're lucky you're without him because he's an idiot.
Barbara, what do you think about an 80-year-old guy for Kennedy?
Why you gotta be?
I think that's a bit much.
75. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll dial that down a little.
Thank you.
I agree with her sentiment, though. She told no lies.
Abbott's from Brookline. Good morning.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi.
I definitely don't think it's all on you. I know you're very strong and independent women, and usually men get scared by those traits, which are not bad.
Facts.
But they usually cannot handle that. Just go get yourself somebody that makes a lot of money and that is accomplished so they don't get shaded over by you.
How about 75 years old? Is that okay?
I don't think the age matters, really.
No, me neither.
But, you know, if you want to go out with 75-year-old, go ahead. I just definitely think you should get away from whatever demographic you're trying.
It doesn't have to be 75. It just has to be not this.
My demographic.
Definitely someone who lives in the state next time.
B-side.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hey. So I honestly feel like the I feel like the men that you're hanging out with or rekindling with just can't handle the amount of love that you're trying to portray, and I don't want you to pay a fine. So I'm just gonna say you're with a W, wussies. And that's just about it. But I wanna say another word, but I'll just start
Thank
with a
you.
W.
Appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you. Katie's from Newton. Good morning, Katie.
Hi. I just wanted to say two things.
Yep.
One, long-distance relationships are super hard.
They are indeed. Yep.
And number two is that the men of Boston have failed you because you shouldn't have to go to Chicago to date someone. You're amazing, Kennedy. We love you.
Oh,
we
love,
love you.
Thank you.
I mean, your independence.
It's a lot. And I know that.
Is what drew me to you. The first time I met you, I was like, I love you for who you are.
Yeah, but
and that guys
you don't
can't
love me that way.
Well,
that's
no, but you know what
different.
I'm saying. But
yes.
that's what drew me to you.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand with guys. Like, that's the thing you should be looking for.
I think it's hard sometimes. I think it's hard when, you know, I do what I do. Because sometimes they like it, and then sometimes they don't want to be talked about anymore. It gets hard.
Sure.
You know, and when you make more money than they do, it's hard. And when you, and I don't. Here's what, in all of the thoughts I had in my head in this past week, it's like, I don't need anybody, right?
Sure.
I want somebody.
Of course.
But I don't need anybody. Right. And I think that's hard for some men to get past because they need to be needed.
We have, I don't know, a bazillion listeners to this radio show. And I know of these bazillion listeners, some of you have a 80-year-old grandpa.
Stop it. We're not setting me up. We're fine. We're taking a break. We're just doing us. It's a Kennedy summer. That's what it is.
Why do you want Kennedy to just be trolling the old folks home?
I'm going the other way. I'm shooting my shot with a 23-year-old. That's
there you go.
Happening.
Talk your talk, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Michelle from Brookline.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you guys?
Living the dream, girl. Living the dream.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture stuff. Answer more right than Kennedy. You get $100. Looking at the record on the big board, Kennedy, with 6,163 wins, 448 losses. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Fun fact, Harrison Ford was actually cut from the E.T. movie. In E.T., name the boy who helps the alien.
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number two. It was 17 years ago today in 2008. Camp Rock premiered on the Disney Channel. It starred Demi Lovato and the Jonas Brothers. What are the names of the three Joe Bros?
Kevin, Joe, and Nick.
Founder wheelhouse, Dan. This singer turns 28 today. Take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get
was not expecting
Friday.
That.
Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
Party and party and Dan.
Yeah. That is Rebecca Black.
Question number four. Christopher Mintz Plasse is also celebrating a birthday this weekend, turning 36. He played McLovin in Superbad. Which state is McLovin's fake ID from?
Hawaii.
How old are you?
It's old enough to party.
Question number five. A judge denied R. Kelly's request to be released from prison due to a supposed murder plot against him. Name the 15-part docuseries about R. Kelly that helped bring his predatory behavior to light and have him arrested.
Oh, gosh. Is it, I don't know.
Okay.
I would say Out of the Closet, R. Kelly.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Yeah, that was a 15-part song series.
Mm.
Okay, I need something like that, yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
We have Michelle from Brookline. Got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
These Thanks. Are quite difficult.
All right.
Question number one. Fun fact, Harrison Ford was cut from the E.T. movie. In E.T., name the boy who helped the alien.
Elliot.
Elliot. 1-0.
That was fun.
We're so stupid.
17 years ago today in 2008, Camp Rock premiered on the Disney Channel. It starred Demi Lovato and the Joe Bros. What are the names of the three Joe Bros?
Well, there's Joe, and there's Nick, and there's Kevin, and there's Frank.
The bonus Jonas.
2-1. This singer, 28 today, take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the
party and party. Partying.
And yeah. Rebecca Black.
3-2. Christopher Mintz Plasse celebrating a birthday this weekend, 36 years old. He played McLovin in Superbad. Which state is McLovin's fake ID from?
Hawaii.
4-2. Question number 5. A judge denied R. Kelly's request to be released from prison due to a supposed murder plot against him. Name the 15-part docuseries about R. Kelly that helped bring his predatory behavior to light and get him arrested.
Oh. I don't remember.
Surviving R. That's Kelly.
Right. Remember when Gayle King did that interview? And she, Robert.
They're in the middle of releasing like Billboard's greatest R&B artists of all time, and they had R. Kelly on the list this week at like number 6 or something.
Ooh.
I'm just saying. Just saying. Like, be better, Billboard. Like, don't shine any light on that guy and his music. So 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Michelle from Brookline. You do not get the cash. But we hope you have a wonderful day. What are you doing for the weekend? What you got going on?
Nothing. Just kind of reconnecting with old friends, which will be really nice.
We do like old friends. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Michelle from Brookline, and I couldn't beat Kennedy again today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's gonna be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Melissa from Carver.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Melissa's on her way to New York City for a wedding.
Oh, fun.
Are you driving down? Train? Flying?
We are, yeah. We're driving.
All right. Well, hopefully it doesn't take too long. It can be a little dicey sometimes getting to New York driving.
Right.
Yep. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, girl.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000. Just enough to cover the tolls to get...
for driving to Manhattan.
Right.
She is now, Kennedy, in the soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that's happening. Question number 1. The Red Sox will face their former star, Rafael Devers, this weekend in San Francisco. Who is the Red Sox manager?
He plays now for the Giants.
No, who is the Red Sox manager right now?
Oh, the Red Sox manager, Cora. Alex Cora.
Question number 2. Bruce Springsteen says the fabled Electric Nebraska album exists, but it's not in a completed form. What is his nickname?
Oh, Bruce Springsteen's nickname. Oh, the boss.
I really thought she was going to swear there, Dan. Thank you for not doing it. Question number 3. Lizzo says everything in her life elevated when she lost weight. Which of her songs starts with these lyrics? It's Bad Bitch O'Clock, yeah. It's Thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty.
Yeah, you are.
I'm thinking of lyrics. Oh my gosh, why am I drawing a blank?
All right.
We need an answer.
I got to move on to the next question. Question number four. The Los Angeles Lakers are the most expensive sports team after being sold for $10 billion. They are followed by the Boston Celtics, who sold for around how much earlier this year?
What was the first number?
$10 billion was the Lakers.
So I think it was $3 billion.
And question number 5, the top summer blockbusters of the past 5 years are Inside Out 2, Barbie, Top Gun Maverick, Black Widow, and this sci-fi thriller by Christopher Nolan that star John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. Can you name that film?
No, I don't know that movie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where are they getting married? Is it in the city?
In Central Park.
Shut up.
Yeah, right in Cop Cod, it's called.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful.
That sounds reasonably priced.
That's incredible. They're getting married in Central Park, Kennedy.
Beautiful.
Are they going to come in on like a horse and carriage with Clydesdales pulling them?
Probably.
That's awesome.
All fancy and bougie.
Melissa from Carver got 2. Out of 5, Kennedy.
Oi.
That's a good response.
You never know.
Yeah, listen, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Red Sox will face their former star, Rafael Devers, this weekend in San Francisco. Who is the Red Sox manager?
Alex.
I need an answer.
That was Cora?
1-0. Bruce Springsteen says the fabled Electric Nebraska album exists, but it's not in a completed form. What is his nickname?
The Boss.
Tied at 2. Lizzo says everything in her life elevated when she lost all that weight. Which of her songs starts with these lyrics? It's Bad Bitch O'Clock. Yeah, it's Thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Okay.
It's about damn time.
Every hour is Bad Bitch O'Clock for Kennedy.
You know
couldn't think
this.
Of it. Every hour is.
3-2. The Los Angeles Lakers are the most expensive sports team after being sold for $10 billion. They're followed by the Boston Celtics, who sold for around how much earlier this year?
$6 billion?
Yeah, 6.1 to be exact.
Six. Okay.
4-2. Question number 5. The top summer blockbusters of the past 5 years are Inside Out 2, Barbie, Top Gun Maverick, Black Widow, and this sci-fi thriller by Christopher Nolan that stars John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. Name the film.
No, I don't know.
Tenet. Do you remember Tenet?
No, I never saw it.
I didn't either, and nobody understands it, so don't bother.
Okay, good enough.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, but it makes a damn good question 5 for $1,000. We appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning. Congratulations to your friends that are getting married. Have a great weekend down there in New York. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll be back, Kennedy.
Okay.
Soon you'll see.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Melissa from Carver, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.